philosophy has always been the same as far as trying to keep your own players. I mean, it's really not practical to keep them all. We're looking to sign those guys back, and we'll see what happens. But this is the time of year where, the emotion's gone. The scheme evaluations are far enough down the line. We graded our players as a coaching staff immediately after the season was over, and now we've gone back and graded them again. So we feel like we have a very good handle on who we want to be, and those decisions, a lot of those will be financial. So we'll see what happens.
Can you tell us who you want to be?
Huh? World champions.
Coach, any plans to move Micah Hyde to safety?
Well, I mean, Micah's to me a multiple position player. And I think Micah, just like we talked about the running backs, I'd like to see Micah compete to play all three downs on defense. So if there's a personnel group that he has to play safety, that's an option. He's also played nickel. He's played dime. He's played corner. So he's definitely someone that I think that earns it. He's earned the opportunity to compete and be on the field all three downs.
Last year at the combine, you said you had to close the gap with the 49ers. You talked about the adoption a lot down in Texas. And then training camp, you started to talk about trying to get prepared for injuries. Is there any focus that you have going into this offseason this year?
I'm not closing the gap on one team. We're working on to be the best team that we can be. And we feel strongly accomplishing that. We'll bring the Super Bowl trophy back to Green Bay. So that's the first thing. Injuries, I think you have to really take a hard look at those. The fatigue injuries are the ones everybody in the league is concerned about, because those are the ones that you continue to work as far as how you practice your team, how they're trained, the rehab, the prehab, all those components. Everybody's involved in that. The impact injuries happen. It's part of the game of football. But the fatigue injuries, the ability to get players back on the field, we have to do a better job of it. The numbers speak for themselves.
At the end of the season, you kind of adjusted your practice schedule. Was that just because of the injuries, or is that something you might want to take?
Well, we got the new facility. I think I saw this one. We changed our practice structure. So that's all part of the implementation of taking more time off the field, more classroom work. Our teaching environment is very unique now compared to what it was in the past. So that's really all part of the point.
Is that something that you might carry forward, is having two days on field like you kind of had this year?
I look at the schedule each and every year. I try to get better as a head coach, and obviously scheduling is one of my main responsibilities. So I'm looking at some different things, but for as much as we pay for that new facility, I'm sure we'll be utilizing it. So it's a great asset.
I'm curious how you thought that the Mac would be ready with the Giants, and do you think that it would look a lot like you did in Green Bay?
Well, as far as Ben McAdoo, I don't know if anybody's could be as prepared as Ben has for this opportunity. So he's ready. I have great confidence in him personally and professionally, so I think he'll do a great job. Really, the vision of the football team really comes from the head coach, Tom Coughlin, and how Ben utilizes the personnel. It'll be their identity. So how much he looks like us, I can't really answer the question.
Mike, a lot of the talk has been about the defense in the offseason. Is that a focus of the team, or the main focus here at the combine of the team?
Well, we're focused on getting better. We're not down here just looking at all the defensive players. That's not the way it works. We clearly understand we need to be better on defense. We work on controlling the controllables. When the coaches control a certain aspect of it, the personnel department controls that aspect of it. We work together to make sure we're communicating on the vision of the defense. Dom and I are still working through some things. The vision of our defense will be set clearly. We'll have it for the players when they get back. The personnel department understands the way we're thinking. And once again, that's why we go through the process. You don't just go pick the guys that you want. It doesn't work that way. So we'll see what the draft brings us. We'll see what the agency brings us.
Mike, John Schneider always says that Ted's kind of like his big brother. Do you feel that way about Ben? You guys were together for so long. I know you wish you still had him, but just what are your feelings as he gets this opportunity?
Yeah, I'm very proud of Ben McAdoo. Known him since he's a young man. Being his big brother, I need to do a better job being a better big brother than my own brother, Joe. So I'll always be there for him.
Mike, when Lovie Smith was with the Bears,
what were some traits his teams had that you really had to look out for, or, you know, you really had to pay attention to?
I think Lobby's an excellent coach. You know, the thing I always look for when you compete against an opponent, are the players doing what they're taught to do? His teams were always very fundamentally strong. You can see exactly schematically what they were trying to do. They all did it the same way. They played with great energy. So I think Lovey will do a great job with him.
Mike, are you looking for another young quarterback, whether it's drafted or undrafted, or is that sort of what Scott is?
That's who?
Is that what Scott is for you, or do you think you'd like to develop another?
Tom, I've said this all the time, and I know we're at the 90-man roster, and I know there's been some conversations about you know, that number also. It's such a fine line to straddle now, because it's so hard to get four guys ready. I mean, the practices have been cut down. Quarterback school has lost 4 weeks. But to answer your question, I mean, I think we definitely need four. So I'm hopeful we can get a young guy out of the draft. I mean, that's something that we're looking at. Maybe take an even harder look this year. That's not true. I mean, we've always taken a hard look, so that's something that we'll focus on. But, we'll see how that unfolds. But it's tough. I mean, because in the old days, there would be merit to take five if you had that much time to train the players in the old two-day practice format. But it's the quarterback position is tough. It's the most important position in football. And frankly, I don't think there's enough time. I don't think the new practice training structure gives you enough time to develop a whole, a whole group of quarterbacks. I mean, you can get your starter ready. You may get your backup ready. But then after that, I think the third and fourth quarterbacks are really taking a hit with this new structure.
Do you see Boyd bulking up to play the nose with Ryan, BJ, and free agents?
Well, I don't want Josh to bulk up. I mean, he's a big man, but yeah, I mean, Josh did some good things. I mean, I think Josh definitely has the flexibility. He's shown he can play the nose and he can play the three techniques. So I really like what Josh gave us as a rookie. Yeah, but he needs to take a huge step, a big step, and I think he'll be one of those players that does that in his second year.
Do you need more out of your safeties? I know you need more out of everybody, but do you need a lot more out of your safeties?
We did. If you want to, throw statistics, I mean, Morgan was very productive as far as tackles. We want more plays made by our safeties. I think that's important, but I think it all fits together. But we need to go back, and which we have, and look at exactly how we're utilizing everybody. What are you practicing? What's getting called in the games? We go through this every single year. Are we creating enough playmaking opportunities for players? Why are they not making more plays? So we graded each and every week. We graded the same way going practices, and it's definitely an area that we need to improve. We need to make more plays on defense.
Wes, last one.
Hey, Mike, what do you guys need to get better with special teams? What do you think improvement
needs to be? Well, special teams is the biggest challenge when you go through the type of season that we went through with the number of different players. But, we're a young team. We're a young program. So we got to get those young guys ready to play, quicker, faster, and play in the right way. So that's always going to be the challenge. And that's really was part of the decision to bring Ron Zook in here. Ron has great energy, brings a lot of experience to that room. I think he'll be an excellent partner with Sean Slocum. So I want to get more experience and more energy in that room. And also Jason Simmons having a third guy in there to continue to develop these young players. So you just can't do nothing.